on Ein Zayin Amud Aleph, the bottom. Cholav Kedei Gemir. Carry out milk that is enough to take a gulp of the milk. We'll see one second what the shear of Gemir is. Tosus brings down a shita that Kedei Gemir is Mali Lugmav. Real Mali Lugmav is enough to fill your whole mouth. And that's a bigger shear than a grogris. And Tosha says, smash in the Gemara and Yuma, that that's not the case. Others say that Mali Lugma over here means it looks like Mali Lugma. Mali Lugma means where you put the liquid in your mouth and you move it all to one side. And it looks like your mouth is full, but it's really only one side that's full. What else? And others say that it's the amount, a sip, or a gulp, the amount that you'll swallow down at one time, that's called Kedei Gemir. Okay. So the Gemara says, Iboy Elohu. Kedei Gemir or Kedei Gemir? Is the Gemir over here with an Aleph or with an Ayin? And some bring a Raya from here, halacha-wise, that even though the Aleph and the Ayin are different sounds, so if they learned it Baal Peh, they should have known what the Rebbe said. What's the Shai? Right? You can differentiate. But obviously, the Gemara says that in many places they didn't differentiate like that, even though there's a difference, but it wasn't that marked. And therefore, it's possible that the two things sounded the same when they learned it, and now the Gemara has a Shai, which one was the one that they learned? Based on that, if you write in a get, a different letter that has the same basic sound as the letter that's supposed to be, right? And as you write a name, Basya, instead of with a Taf, with a Saf, with a Samach. So really, the Saf and the Samach are not exactly the same sound. In fact, they're different sounds almost completely, even though we say them the same. We say them both as an S, but really they're not like that. The not that it's a Taf, but it's a Saf. But even the S sound of a Saf is different than the S sound of a Samach. We don't know how to differentiate between them. And therefore, but the other would be caution, because they're basically the same sound. Just like Gemara here says, Gemiyah and Gemiyah are basically the same, even though they're different, completely different motzos of the Peh. An Aleph is one kind of sound, and Ayin is a completely different kind of sound. We don't differentiate between them, and therefore, even in the time of Chazal, they didn't differentiate that much between them, especially in certain places. Okay, Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Hagmi'ini no mayin mi mikadeich, that the proper would be gemia with an aleph, because we find in the Chumash that Hagmi'ini means give me to drink, right, by Eliezer and Rivka. Rashi? No Rashi. Iboy Elohu. Garinim or garinim. Now, since we got off on a tangent with gemia, now we're going to have a similar thing with other words, right? Where the Gemara speaks about seeds, garinim, okay? Is garin with an aleph or with an ayin? Rava barula, the nigra me'erkecha. The nigra me'erkecha means that something will be diminished, and when you take the seeds out of the food, so the food is diminished. So therefore, the word gar'in has a connection to the word vinigra, and therefore it should be with an ayin. I saw others say that the idea of the nigra me'erkecha is that grapes, it says, without seeds are superior to seedless grapes are superior to grapes with seeds. And therefore, the nigra me'erkecha comes to hint to the fact that it's a diminished product when you have seeds in it. Without the seeds is more is a better product. Okay, Rashi garinim masnisin de pirkin de la'el chutzim lekipos and the garinim. In the previous parak we had a mishnah which mentioned klipos and garinim. So is garinim with an aleph or an ayin? The nigra the hagarinim zorkim the nigroi mitoch ha'ochel. The pasuk the nigra. Something is diminished, is with an ayin. Okay. Omamos or omamos. The Mishnayos that speak about something becoming extinguished or becoming going out. right, becoming dimmer. So is that with an aleph or an ayin? Omemos lo hichshichu mari elin geriyat. Okay. Omemos gabi gicholim. My sin and levi ketzitzolin. In Psachim, the Gemara brings it down the gabe coals. Gicholim yochol omemos. It has to be, what's it called, when you roast the Korban Pesach, so it has to be on coals. I might think they can be omemos, in other words, that they're going out, right? They're very not brightly burning coals. Tamid lomer eish. He eish yochol shahavis. It says it has to be fire. That's not fire. Coals that are going out, right, are not burning brightly, are not fire. On the other hand, yochol shahavis, I might think it has to be a flame. It says, what's it called, doesn't have to be mamish a flame. So it has to be red-hot coals, but not coals that are going out. Omemu, so the Gemara says, is that omemos with an aleph or an ayin? Omer av Yitzchak bar Avdimi, arozim lo omemu began Elohim, posik, that says that the cedar trees didn't dim the beauty of Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden. So you see the word for dimming is with a ayin. I boyelu, ma'amtsin tnan o ma'amtsin. Later on, the Gemara speaks about closing the eyes of a nifter upon death. So the Gemara says the word ma'amtsin. So is it with an aleph or an ayin? Omer abchia barabo, omer rabbi yochanan, v'otsem einob meros bara. Pasuk, otsem einob means to close your eyes, right, from seeing bad. So is it with an ayin. Okay, Rashi. Omemuhu, lo hichshichu mariso, lios heim noinimeno. The cedars in Gan Eden didn't dim the beauty of Adam HaRishon that they should be considered prettier than him. Ma'amtsin lekamen gabi einayim shol meis v'perek shoel. Close the eyes of a nifter. Later on the Gemara speaks about that in HaShoel. In Shoel. Okay, let's go on. Hamotzi cholov. The shear of the animal milk is kedei gemia. There's a machlokus whether that's only an animal that's tahar, so then people drink the milk, but an animal that's tame, then the shear is a different shear, because that's what the Rambam holds, al pi Yerushalmi. And then the shear is, they used to use non-kosher animal milk to what's it called, to use as an eye remedy. So then it's enough to anoint or to smear on one eye. The Meiri holds that even chalav of a behemoth tmeya has the same shear because it's roy for goyim to drink. So even though you won't drink it, but it's drinkable by a goy, that gives it chashivas also of kedei gemiyah. Okay. So that's chalav of a behemoth. Cholav shel isha, a woman's milk, the loven shel beya, and the white of an egg, kedei litein b'meshifa shel kilor. These are things they put into an eye ointment, so it's not enough to what's it called, to add the milk or the egg white to an eye ointment, kedei lashu b'mayim. In order to add water to it and to use it as enough to add water to and to use as an ointment for the eye. Boy Ravashi, kidei shifa o kidei achiza v'shifa, teku. The shaila is like this. You put a certain amount in your eye, but a certain amount was left on your finger. So do you need a shear of how much is in the eye plus what's left on the finger, or just what's in the eye, right, deducting what's on the finger? So if you took out the shear that would be on the eye itself, right, you'd be chayiv. According to the other opinion, you would have to have enough to put in your eye and leave a little bit on the finger that's normally done in order to be chayiv. And the Gemara says, teku. And therefore, lechor, you can't be chayiv, right, korban, or malchus, or misa, or whatever, with less than the larger shear. Because the smaller shear is a sotik. Okay. Tosus here asks, later on, we have a Mishnah that says that cholev, milking a cow, you're only chayev if you milk a grogris. Okay, and here it says the shear of milk is kedei gemiyah. So what's the difference? Why, when carrying out milk, right, it's a bigger shear, and there the shear of whole lev is a grogris. So Tosfos says, stam cholov, one of his terutzim, stam cholov is for drinking, and therefore the shear is kedei gemia. However, whole lev is for the sake of, over there, whole lev is for the sake of making cheese. And therefore, what's it called? You're chayiv even on a grogris, which is a smaller shear. Tosfos takes that a grogris is a smaller shear than kedei gemia. And it depends if you are taking out stam milk or milk that you're specifically milking for cheese. The Ramban and the Meiri say that kedei gemia is smaller than a grogris. Okay, the opposite of Tosfos. And therefore, when it's talking about milking, you'll milk a cow even for a grogris. But when to carry out milk, right, it's not kedai to what's it called, oh no, just the opposite. What's it called? A person, grogris is bigger than a kedai gemir. Therefore, to milk a cow for less than a grogris, a person's not going to do. It's too much bother. Right, so you need a bigger shear. To carry something on Shabbos, right, even the smaller shear a person would carry. He's not going to go to the bother of milking a cow for that smaller shear. Okay. Okay, let's go on. And this, the kedei loshuv, the kilor, there's machlokas also, whether it's one eye or dafka two eyes. Rashi says two eyes, and the Meiri holds even one eye. The shear is for to do it to one eye. Dvash, kedei liten ala kosis. Dvash enough to put on the sores on the back of these animals that they get from the chafing from the loads that they carry. Tana, kedei liten al pikosis, right? That's the Brisa says also, kedei liten al pikosis, to put it on the top of the wound. Boy Ravashi, al kosis, apuma de kula kosis, al dilma amur shakama de kosis, lafuke hodarna. What's the Bach says here? Lafuke hodar hodarna, which means like this, a boil. So it has a whole area, and at the tip it has where it's the white head or whatever. Shaila is the shear to put on that white head or to put on the whole sore, the whole boil. Teku, similarly. Rashi. The Meshifa shall kilor, shiragilim l'shofo b'cholav shall isha. What's it called? They used to use this ointment. They used to add to the ointment. Human milk. Kedei loshu b'mayim l'shnei enayim. Rashi says that the kilor is for the shear for using for two eyes. And the Meiri brings down the shita. One eye is the shear. Kedei shifo, kedei achizav shifa. Do you count the amount that's left on your fingers after you smear it in your eye, or dafta the amount that goes in the eye? Apuma the kula kosis, the chomaka kruyipe, is piyamaka mean the whole wound, or no, murshakama elyon shomaka, or just the spitz of the maka where it's where it has the white head. Okay. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Kol Ma Shebora Kodesh Baruch Hu Bi'olamo Lo Bora Dover Echad Levatolo. We'll learn through this all Agada till the end of the Daf, and almost, and we'll learn through it, and then we'll go through what the Marsha says at this time. And we just learned this recently in the Ein Yaakov Shir that we went into a lot more detail, but for here, what we'll do is go through as much as the Marsha as we can, but nothing more than that. Whatever the Rabbanu Shem created in the world, he created nothing that has no purpose to it. And it's mentioned just to Marsha here. He says that the Gemara is not going to tell me what the purpose of everything in the Bria is. But these specific things seem to have no purpose. They seem to be insignificant. So here the Gemara wanted to point out, even these things that seem insignificant have a purpose to them. Bara shavluul lekosis, the Rebbe Shem created a shavluul. Rashi says limtza, It's, I think, a snail. Anybody have a...
Snail.
Snail? I know, that's modern Hebrew. But anybody have an art scroll, what he
slug.
Says?
Slug.
What?
Slug.
Slug? Okay, that's not a snail. The he created a slug, lekosis, that you grind up the slug and put it on this wound. Okay? Lekosis, Rashi says, minicho alav, you put it on the wound. Maybe you put the slug, what's it called? Slug is like a leech. Right. Put it on the wound itself.
The box says snake collision in a bottle.
Yeah, where? One second.
Shin Nun Ayin Kuf. Sounds
awesome. Shkorin Shnek. Borazvuv Litsira, he created flies. Litsira, Rashi says, Lemisha Otso Tsira, somebody got stung by a hornet. Kotesh Zvuv, Umenichalav, you chop up a fly and you put the fly on as a refua for the sting. Yitosh Lenachosh, right? The Yitosh is a gnat. And that was created to what's it called? To take away snake bites. The nochash lechafafis, and the snake itself is used to heal some kind of shchin, Rashi says, chafafis min shchin. Samomis liakrav, Rashi, samomis is some kind of insect that you, liakrav, akitzis akrav, kotesh samomis, ominichalav. You grind up this samomis and you put it on the wound of an akrav, the wound that you get from an akrav, the bite. How do you do that? Samara says, Maisi chada uchma v'chada chiyura. You bring one black one and one white one of these samomis, the shalki lahu, and you cook them. The shai filet, and then the cooked mixture you smear on the bite of the akrav. Okay. Rashi. No more Rashi. The shai for Mosheach. You smear it on the wound. Tan Rabban, Chamisha Emosein. There are five fears in the world. Hein Emas Cholash Al Gibber, where the strong one is afraid of the weak one. And the Marsha says that the lesson over here is, don't ever be somich on your gvura, right? Because Lamaisa, even very strong and things, are afraid of much weaker things. Everything... has its weakness, a nemesis that even though it's a strong thing, it can be overcome. What are they? Emas matgia al ari. The ari is extremely afraid of matgia. Rashi says matgia is a chayak tana, the kola godel. It's a small chaya, and it has a tremendously loud voice. The Shomea, the Kola Godel, it shouldn't be the Shomea, it should be, what's the Nun here? The Shomea Hari, the lion hears it, the Yorin gets scared. She says, hey, Bear Yagadol, it sounds like some gigantic thing that's coming against the lion, and he runs away. The Ben Yehoyada brings down a different, and he says that a mafgia is what they call in Arabic a nitz, which I have no idea what that is. It has very, very sharp claws, and it lights on the head of a lion, digs its claws into its skull, takes out his brain and eats it. You can understand why the lion is afraid of the mafgia. Okay, so whatever it is, it's a small thing that the lion's afraid of. Amos... Yitush alapil. Elephants are very much afraid of gnats. Rashi says, Yitush, nichnas lapil bechotmo. The gnat goes into the trunk of the elephant. The chain samomis laakrav, nichnas lo baozno. And the samomis, which is the next thing the Gemara says, emas samomis alo akrav. The akrav is extremely afraid of a samomis because it goes into its ear. And what's it called? Can't get it out, and then eventually it kills it. Emas snunis al hanesher. Snunis is also a very small bird. Nichneses tachas kanfei anesher. It goes under the wings of an eagle. Uma'akfo miprishas knofa. It prevents it from spreading its wings, which is fatal for the nesher. Amas kilbis alivyosim. Kilbis is a very small fish. Kilbis sheretz cotton. The nichnes l'da godl ba'ozno also goes into the ear of big fish and also wreaks havoc on them. Omer Yehuda Marab, Mikra, where is there a pasuk that hints to this idea that that it's possible for small, insignificant things to overpower big things? Hamavlik shod al oz. The pasuk, Hamavlik shod al oz, the shod al mitzar yavo. Rashi, Hamavlik shod al oz, Hamavzik shadud al hagibor. Shadud al hagibor. Shadud is somebody who is vanquished, sometimes overpowers the strong one. Okay. Let's go on. Rabzeira Ashkach Rav Yehuda, Davi Koya Pisco de Vechamua, the Chazi de Havi Bedicha Daite. Rabzeira once found Rav Yehuda that he was standing on the by the doorway to his father-in-law's house, and he saw that he was in a very, very good mood. And he was in the mood that if we'd ask him anything, even things that he normally didn't ask him, right, because he didn't want to waste his time with the trivial things, right, so even though normally he didn't ask him these things, today he saw he was in a good mood, he could ask him anything. So he said, Omerlei, my time a easy maskam bereisha, the hadar imri. Why, seemingly, these are just natural phenomenon. The Marsha says that there, each one has a hint in the Torah in Yonim. They weren't just natural phenomena, even though we find in the Gemara that they did ask about natural phenomenon. But here he brings rayas that it has to, that it's talking about things that have a remez to them, that there's a hint in these things to Torah in Yonim. So why did the goats go first in the flock? They precede the sheep. On Merlek and Briyasa Shalom, the goats are usually black. And the sheep are white. So it's, he says there's a hint to that in Briyasa Shalola. The Beresha Hashocha, the Hadr Nahor, first came night and then day. So the black goats go before the white sheep. Rashi. Kol Chalale Alma, Perush Devorim Anasim B'chol Chalal Ha'olam. I'll ask him anything that's done in the world, right, in the expanse of the world, he'll answer me. Mazgin Beresh Edra, Mahalchos Berosha Eder. The goats precede the flock. Beresha Chashocha, Stam Izim Shchoros, Stam goats are black, Stam Rechelos Levanos, and Stam sheep are white, even though there are exceptions. There are white goats and there's black sheep. Right? But those are the exceptions, the black sheep. Okay, and the white goats. Okay, so Marsha says that the hint over here is the fact that in Bayesheni, the Greek kings preceded the, what's it called, the Jewish kings. The Jews didn't have kings till the Hashmonaim, and the Greeks had before. So the Greeks are compared to Choshech. The Choshech al Pnei Tahom, that was Yavan. And the Hashmonaim are compared to light, right? To what's it called, the Nes of Hanukkah. So that's Kibriyasa Shalolam. First came the darkness, those are the Izim, that's the Greeks, and then came the light, which is the Chashmonoi. My Tama Hani Mechasyon, the Hani Megalion, right? Why are the sheep, their tails cover their erva, and the goats don't? Rashi, Hani Mechasyon, Habizonov, right? Some, the sheep have a tail that covers their erva. The honey megalion, the goats have very small tails. They don't have a fat tail. It doesn't cover their erva. So Mara says the reason is honey the mechasin on minayu. These that we cover ourselves from the byproduct of them, the sheep. Right, we cover it. We make clothing out of wool, so they're also covered. But honey, the lomachasina minai, we don't use goat hair to make clothing. Therefore, Megalim. Therefore, they're also uncovered. They have the ones that are covered have a schus because their wool is used to cover people. The ones that don't have that schus, their tails don't cover their erva. Rashi, Mechashim Bezona, Vahani Megalim, Vahizimim Lemalia, Hani de Machsina Minayo, Rechelim, Shanachnu, Miskasim, Mitzimram, Ganhei, Mechusos. Marsha says, what's the hint over here? It's talking about the people of first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash. Gemara says in Yuma that in the first Beis HaMikdash it was clear what their Averas were. There were three Averas, Gilei Arayos, Shechus Dam, and Avodah Zarah, and therefore it was clear how much their punishment was, 70 years. The second Beis HaMikdash, the Avera wasn't clear, wasn't obvious. It was Sina Shechina. And therefore the Galus is not obvious either. It's a long Galus without a specific time span. My time a gamle zutor genuvse. Why does a camel have a short tail? Mishum the ochel kisi, because he eats thorns, and therefore he what's it called has to be around the thorns. If he be around the thorns, and the tail would get caught in the thorns, would be long, would get caught in the thorns. Therefore, the Rabbanu Shlom made the camel with a short tail so it doesn't get caught in the thorns. The opposite of evolution. Right. Not that the camel has a short tail because it evolved, because it lives amongst thorns, and its tail was constantly getting caught in the thorns, so it adapted to its... The Rabbanu Shlom knew that camels were going to eat thorns, and he was going to make them live in that habitat, so he made them with a short tail to begin with. They have to adapt to their environment. My time a Torah arika genuf say, why does a shore have a long tail? Mishum de dayer ba'agmei uboy lekarkushe boki. Because he lives in the swamps, and he has to have his tail to swat the flies. Okay, runs Rashi. The ochli kise coats him. He eats thorns. Lefichas novo kotsik neshlo yidbuku ba kotsim. Rather, the thorns shouldn't stick to the tail. Uboy the karkushe baki lahavriach haitushim. He has to swat the gnats in the swamp. So Marsha says, what's the hint over here? He says that Gamla, the Gomel, which is a behemoth Tmeya, is a hint to what's it called to the Goyim, the Bavel. Bavel, in fact, in the Midrashim, Gomel is one of the four behemoth Tmeyos that are mentioned in the Torah, specifically the ones that have one simen correspond to the four Malchios, Bavel, Yovan, and Edom, and Poras. And Bavel is compared to a camel. So the Bavel didn't have a lot of tzoras. Its demise came pretty quickly at the hands of the Persians. They didn't suffer a long time. Masha'en came to shore. Klal Yisrael is compared to a shore. We have a long tail. The tail is a symbol of shiftless, right, of tzoras. We suffer for thousands of years. And Bavel, they suffered, but they were then erased. So he says that, what's it called? The reason is because the Ochal Kisi, they ate the thorns, mean they, Klal Yisrael, right, Ochal Es Yaakov, since they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and they harmed the Jewish people, so the Rebbeinu had no patience with them. And they were destroyed quickly. Masha Ein Ken, Klal Yisrael, we live amongst the Goyim, and the Rebbeinu Shalom gives us a lot of tzaris. First of all, to keep us away from the Goyim, and also to be mechaper and arveiros, little by little, they're nischaper, so they don't accumulate, and then we have to be destroyed. So the Goyim, Bavel, the Rabbanu Shalom had no patience with them, and he let their averas accumulate, and he destroyed them. And we, he doesn't let that happen, he punishes us on an ongoing basis, so the averas don't accumulate, and therefore we still exist. Okay. So we need that koach to fend off the yetzer hara, right? The charchushe baki. So the yisurim are help us to fend off the yetzer hara. Okay, my time a karna de kamtsa rekicha mishum de daira bechilti the kashya nadya umisavra v'amar Shmuel haiman de boy de lishme lekamtsa l'shaflune lekarne. Okay, so first of all, a kamtsa, Rashi brings down two pshatim. Kamtsa is arbe. Kamtsa, most of the time, means a locust. The linear kamtsa is namala. However, Rashi says here, I think in this context, it means an ant. So sometimes kamsa can mean an ant, and sometimes it means a locust. So why are the feelers of the locust or the ant soft and pliable? Okay, because Rashi says, and Morris says, because they live amongst trees and reeds, and if they'd be hard, then they would knock against the reeds and they'd break off, and the ant or the locust would get blind, because Shmuel said, if you want to blind a kamtza, take off its feelers. So Lemaisa, the Marashah, says, what's the hint over here? That in Gaulis, we have a Karen, we have a Malchus in Gaulis. Right? Jews have leaders, but they have to be very pliable and very submissive to the Goyim, because we live amongst the Goyim, and if we wouldn't be, we'd be too rigid, then that would be our downfall. Amongst, in Gaulis, you didn't have to be submissive. They have to be more pliable, more, what's the word I'm looking for? More gamish. Flexible. More flexible. They can't have leaders that are inflexible, legabi the goyim. Okay. My time, ahai timra de tarnagolta, midli le'ela. Why does the eye of a tarnagol, right, why is the bottom eyelid overlaps the top one, right? By a person, the top eyelid overhangs the bottom one. But there, the bottom one goes over the top one by a tarnagol. Second. Chilfi Arava. They live amongst the Aravos, the reeds. The Kasha Nadya Misava Rashi, the Imhoisa Kasha Tonud Vitayakir Shikataka Beitzer. When it would hit the wood, their feelers, if they wouldn't be flexible, they would break off. Misavra, and they get blind. Yistimu Eineha Shemaros Eineha Tluya Bakid Shmuel. Because the vision of the locust or the ant depends on its feelers. Timra de Tarnagola, Midla Leila, Rish Shalayin Hatachton, the bottom eyelid. That's what's called the eyelid? Or what's it called? Kisha Otsameno, when it closes its eyes, Ola Lamala Minhu Elyon. It overlaps the top one. Uvashar called there are other creatures, so Elyon Shochim Alatachton. The top one overlaps the bottom. Mishum de Dyer Adapi. The reason is because it lives on up high, on a limb or whatever. The aisle kit remisabra, the smoke would rise and it would be able to go into its eye, it'd become blind. So the bottom eyelid overlaps the top one, so when the smoke comes up, it hits the eyelid and doesn't go into the eye. Rashi, Mishum the Daira Dapi, Sha'ola Belelo Salakrashim, it goes up at night onto the beams, Vahakoros, and the beams of the high up. Therefore, the bottom eyelid has to overlap the top one. They are because of the smoke, so you punish the enough. So here the Marsha says, what's the hint over here? He says that, what's it called? In Gaulis, the way we daven is, in Gaulis you have to look up when you daven. Right? You look up to the Rabban because the Shechina has left down, and you have to look up where the Shechina has gone, Lamala. But in Zman HaBayis, it says you're supposed to look down, Inayim Lamata. There you look down, because there the Shechina is still on the ground. So that's what it says. The Oshon and the Daf are representative of the Sakon of Golos. You're up on a beam, it's a dangerous place. And that smoke is a symbol of Tzoris. Since we're up on beams, and we have Tzoris, and the Shechina has left, you have to daven with your eyes facing up. But in the time when the Shechina was still down here, we daven with our eyes facing down. What?
So, is Managalus mush the chickens?
Yeah, I don't know what's it called. It's because he changes the mushel, or the nimshel, constantly. When he had the izim and the other one, it changed from one to the other. So it's not lavdafka, the beria It should just use that because it happens to have this nature, and that happens to be a remez to something else to a Klal Yisrael. Not because those things be'etzem represent the thing. Deshe, or dosha, right, is a door, doorway in Aramaic. Derech sham. So it's a contraction of the word derech sham, even though one's in Aramaic and one's in Hebrew. But Aramaic and Hebrew are sister languages. And therefore the Marsha says that many Aramaic words are contractions from Hebrew words. So dasha, door in Aramaic, is a contraction from derech sham. Rashi. No Rashi. Okay. Darga, a ladder. Derech God. That's how you get to the roof. Maskulisa is a dip. A dip, an onion dip, or a, what's it called, some kind of, the Gemara says there's chametz in it. Mosai tichle. Right. One second. Mosai tichle do. That's it. So Rashi says one pshat, maskulisa, dover shemat bilimbo, kigon kutak ushar liftin, a dip. People say, when this is finished, what are we going to eat? That's one pshat. The linire, mosai tich ledo, lefisheino kola azman oruch, sheino necha lematma. It's like a bit meal. When is this going to finish already? You never use it up. It's used very, very slowly, so people are matmiya, right? When are we going to use this up already? The first pshat is right. When it's finished, what are we going to eat? Because you have no appetite. You don't have anything to dip. The bread is very dry. Besa, ba the esev ba, right? The house is made for sitting. Let's go sit down in the house. Rashi, besa ba the esev shederech leishev b'bayis. People sit in their homes. Biksa, bayis tsar v'katan, a little hut. Be'aksa, beis tsar means taka. What's it called? A very narrow house. Kufta, machteshes is a mortar. Lashon Acher, Mida Lechitin. It's a thing that you measure, grain with. Wheat. The Linira Kamin Golem Eitz, Asul Yeshiva, Kamo Kupas Sor, Shichli Yeshiva, the Tanya B'Slachim. It's some kind of kli that's hollowed out, and you turn it over and sit on it. So Kufta is Kof, the seat. Whatever it is, they used to turn it over and sit on it. Livni is bricks. Livnei, bani, things are built out of bricks, last for generations. Hutza, chatzitza. Rashi, koftiv, kfofo sovashevalov. Livnei, bani, miskayim ledoros harbe. Hutza, gether kotzim lululavim. Hutza is a fence made out of either lulavim or aravos, right, or something very flimsy. So it's only a chatzitza. Chatzitza, eno dover kayome, ele chatzitza bi'alma. It's a separation, but it's not something that will last. Chatzva is a pitcher. Shechotzev mayim in anor. You dig out water right from the river with the pitcher. Kuza, Rashi, kuza klicheres cotton. A small flask is a kuza kazeh. Right, it's this little bit. Point to it. A little measure. Shutisa kazeh klomer dover muat v'kal k'mozehu. That's it. Mahu Khosha, what's it worth? Lamaloso li miyenach mimatana. Somebody says, just give me a little flask, what's it worth? You're gonna give me a little wine in my flask, what's it worth it to you anyway that you shouldn't give me a little bit of wine like that? So it's kazet, nothing. Shutisa, bad shel hadas. Shutisa was a twig of hadasim. Shemarakdimbo, lifnei kala. They used to dance in front of the kala, waving hadasim, shtusa, nira kamarakit kishota, the guy who does it looks like a fool. Right? So that's why shutisa is called shtusa, is from shtusa. Mishichla, maashe kula. Mishichla, seifel gadol, big, bowl. Shakol rochim idem raglem imenu. Everybody washes in that big bowl. Right? So like a little bathtub. So that's mashi kula, everybody washes from that. Mashkilta is a little basin. where only one person washes from. Masi kalsa, so like a kala, mashu kula, rochitzas hakol. Mashkilta, seifel cotton, benoah, a little pitcher. Mesi kalsa, miyuchad v'chashuvas, kmo kala, v'isha chashuva, lichasimenu. That's something that's miyuchad for a kala, or somebody important, that they don't share their bath with somebody else. They have that basin just for themselves. Asisa chaserta. Asisa is a mortar. Chaserta shechosra chachik v'fnim. It's not totally hollowed out, what's it called, and therefore it's chaserta. Buchna is a pestle, is the thing you beat in the mortar. Bova akena. Let's use it, let's bang with it. Levusha, lo busha. Levusha is the undergarment that, what's it called, that cover your body. So you shouldn't be mavuyish. Rashi, buchna, eli, shikochimbo, it's a pestle. Levusha, choluk elyo, shikari stroke. The top garment that, what's it called, lo busha, lemnoha busha, shemachasa, kola chalukim, atachtonim, akruim, varoim. You cover the bottom, your undergarments that are usually torn, if you're poor, with this overcoat, right? And so it takes away your busha. Glima, glima is like a cape. See, Rashi says glima. Kigolem, shein lo chitu chadem. It's a glima is a cape, which doesn't have any arms, it doesn't have any form to it. It just covers your body formlessly. So shenasebo kigolem. So you look like a golem, you can't see that the person, the makeup of the body. It's just a thing that goes totally vertically on the body like a cape. Gulsa, goli ve'esev. Gulsa is maktori noy. It's a kind of overcoat, nice overcoat, a robe, a nice robe. And usually when you sit down, you pick it up, right, so you don't sit on it. So that's what's it called, goli ve'esev. Pick it up and uncover your legs and sit down. Puria is a bed. Shiparim v'ravin aleha. That's where you makayim the mitzvah purvu. Bor zinka, Rashi. Gali v'siv. Kshu yoshev megala atzmo shal yeshev alav. When he sits down with this robe on, he picks it up, so he shouldn't sit on it. Shelo yichalkalenu v'lo yishufenu b'tarka. So it shouldn't hang down to the ground, and he shouldn't sit on it and ruin it. The yosher sa'aro v'yikra yival. It's made, something's made with fur or whatever, so he doesn't want to ruin it. Bor zinke, bor shiyov shumeim of korinkein. A bor that had water in it and it dried out is called a bor zinke. Why? Noki, bezen noki. It's cleaned. It's empty. Now, the word noki can mean clean. It also can mean empty, right? Bal habor noki. Noki means he's wiped out of his nechasim, the Gemara says. Bor zinke, noki, chaser meim of. It's missing the water. Sudra, sod Hashem li areyov. The hat, turban, is sold Hashem li'areyov. The Marsha says that the clothing of a person represents his midos, and the top midah, which is represented by the hat, right, is Yerushalayim. So that's why sudra is a hint to sold Hashem li'areyov to Yerushalayim. Apadna, apishchadein. Apadna is a palace. Apishchadein, everybody goes through this entranceway. Sudra, derech tamidei chacham, latov sudr. The Gemara also says later on that when you wear a yarmulke, you cover your head, it brings you to Yerushalayim. You know that something's above you. A padna, traklin, shalmalachim, a palace. A pischa, el pesach zeh, yavoh akol. Everybody has to pass through this doorway of the palace, im lemishpat, im lesharis hamelech, whether to serve the king or to be judged. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Kozman Shemaskin Mosif in Gvura, three things. As the older they get, the stronger they get. The Eluhain, Dag, a fish, the Nachash, and a snake, the Chazir, and a pig.